Friday, April 12th, he says, readings from today's Holy Mass. The first reading is a reading from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 34 through 42. But a Pharisee in a council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in honor by all the people, stood up and ordered the men to be put outside for a while. And he said to the men of Israel, take care what you do with these men. For before these days, Theudas arose, giving himself out to be somebody. And a number of men, about 400, joined him. But he was slain, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose in the days of the census and drew away some of the other people after him. He also perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of men, it will fall. But if it is of a God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God. So they took his advice, and when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease teaching and praising Jesus as the Christ. In the responsorial psalm, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yea, wait for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? And the gospel is a gospel according to John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a multitude followed him because they saw the signs which he did on those who were diseased. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there sat down and his disciples with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jew, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a multitude was coming to him, Jesus said to Philip, how are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? This he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many? Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in a number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, gather up the fragments left over, that nothing may be lost. So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the signs which he had done, they asked, this is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. Perceiving that they were about ready to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.